Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hi, and thank you for tuning in to another one of my Autism and Special Education podcasts. Today, I'm going off track a little bit because, as you know, you guys, my audience, are ones that I always keep in the forefront of my mind when I'm creating my podcast episodes. One of the most common questions that I get on a daily basis is, why did I decide to become a teacher author? Or why did I decide to start teaching autism? Originally, I was just going to answer this on my Instagram, on my stories, but so many of you keep asking that I felt that maybe this needed a podcast episode of its own. Now, if you've been here and tuned into my podcast before, you will know that I am all about trying to keep my episodes short and sweet. And that's because I know how busy our lives can be. Life can be crazy, and trying to find some time to listen to a long podcast can be real difficult. So by making my podcasts usually 30 minutes or less, it means that they're more accessible for you guys. And in particular, I'm a girl who loves to listen to podcasts while I'm getting ready in the mornings or when I'm driving through my car radio's Bluetooth link up with my iPhone. Anyway, back to today's topic of why I became a teacher author. This is a difficult one because I don't think there's actually just one answer to this question. As most of you know, I have a lot of years of experience working within an autism classroom. And when I was growing up and in school myself, I was pretty gifted at being creative on the computer. I mean, I couldn't take apart a computer and deal with all that stuff, but I was good at working on the computer, figuring things out, designing and creating things. So when the career that I wanted to do changed after I finished school, which is a story for another day, and took me in a new direction, I was about to find out just how important all those skills would be. You see, when I finally graduated and started working full-time in a school, I realized that the talents I had for being creative on the computer meant that I could create some pretty awesome activities for my students. And each day that I made a new activity, the better I got, to the point that I wasn't just making resources for our classroom anymore. Oh no, I was now making resources for teachers in other classrooms too, or they were borrowing the activities that I made to use with my students. And then we started to work alongside other schools in the county, and they wanted my resources too. More and more people would constantly email me or asking through other staff members if they could borrow this resource and that resource. I even had parents asking if they could have copies of the resources that I was making to use at home through the summer. Now, pay is not great in the education profession. I think we can all agree on that all around the world. But the more creative that I was getting with my resources, the more I wanted to spend. I would find the most adorable clip art that I just had to have, or specific fonts. I was spending a fortune, but it didn't bother me because this was just the best feeling ever. I loved not only seeing how much my students enjoyed my resources, but I loved to hear from other teachers and staff members how much their students enjoyed my resources too. Fast forward a few years, and I found a site called Teachers Pay Teachers. I was like, what is this? I clicked on it and I saw people selling teaching resources. What? A few members of staff at my school see me looking and they kept saying, you have to do this. You have to sign up. You have to sell your resources and share them with the world because people are going to love them and you're going to help teachers everywhere. I shook my head. You see, back then, my head was not in a great space. Things were not so great. I had very little confidence in myself. I was like, I can't do this. Sure, people love my resources, but nobody's going to pay me for them. It's impossible. And I shut it down and locked it away. Fast forward a couple of months and I was at home with my partner. We love to travel, but the cost of travel compared to our wages was a universe apart. The things that we wanted from life, they probably wouldn't happen, especially when I was spending so much on clip art and fonts for all the classrooms. And that's when I first mentioned Teachers Pay Teachers to my partner. Now I have to say, my partner has been supportive in every aspect of my career. He was on a much better wage than me, but he never told me that I was the one to change jobs. He never made my job feel less because I earned less than him. Not once. Because he knew how much I loved what I did, how much I loved my kids. But when he heard about teachers pay teachers and that I wasn't going to do it, he wanted to know why. Why not? When I told him that nobody would pay me for my resources, he asked, why not? And with each negative that I threw at him, he would just throw back, why not? Until the end, I gave in, I signed up. I remember thinking to myself, just to keep him quiet, I'll sign up. And that was it. And I uploaded a few resources. Now, when I say I uploaded a few resources, I was no pro at this. And back then, there were not so many helpful people to tell you what to do. Anyway, I uploaded some resources and that was that. We had a crazy time the next few months and I totally forgot about Teachers Pay Teachers. So imagine my surprise a few months later when I logged in and people were buying things from me. But they weren't just buying stuff. Oh no, I had so many downloads on my free resources and I had some of the most amazing feedback. And when I checked my emails, all these teachers were emailing me. They were taking time out of their precious day to email me, thanking me for my resources, telling me how much time I save them, how the different levels I make help them ensure all their students are receiving work at the level they need, how because of me, they had more time to spend with their family than trying to make resources, how students all around the world were engaged and excited to use my resources. I had tears. I won't lie, I had tears. I had always loved my job. I loved working with my students, with the families, but this was a different love that I had. I felt powerful, not powerful in the sense of a king ruling a country, but powerful that I was helping all of these wonderful teachers to fetch engaging and exciting resources into their classrooms. I was helping them to make teaching less stressful for them, but I was also ensuring that the students were falling in love with learning. They were having fun while working on important skills. And this is when my mindset started to change. I believed in myself again. My self-confidence was back. And so when once again, I was put into another awful position, like so many of us are in our field of education, that was it. I'd had enough. And this is not to bash schools, but I was fed up of being messed around. I was fed up of feeling anxious every year. I was fed up of not believing myself, of being put down all the time, of being made to feel like I needed that job because nobody else would have me. And so I woke up one morning and I said, not anymore, not me. I am not doing this to myself. I want to feel that love again. I want to make a difference in the field of education. I want to help teachers all around the world lead less stressful lives and to fall in love with teaching again. And I left that school. I left. I walked out and I walked out with my head held high. Now, some members of staff at that school were amazing. And they told me that what I was doing was going to be the most amazing experience and that teachers around the world were so lucky to have me. Others were bitter. And you know what? I heard their words. I heard what they said. I got told by other members of staff what they were saying about me in the staff room. And I laughed it off because I believe in myself. I believe in the power of my resources. I know that my resources are helping teachers, classrooms, students, homeschoolers, even speech therapists all around the world. And that's because I care. I care so much about every resource that I make. I want to make sure that the teacher finds it easy to put together and use. I want them to use that resource year after year, so I'm always performing updates. I want the students to fall in love with the resources that I make so much that they don't even realize they're working and learning. I want to provide different levels of activities so teachers don't have to stress about differentiating everything. And I do this every day. So to answer your question, why did I become a teacher author? It's because I care about our students, our classrooms, and education professionals everywhere. I want to make a difference, and I do that through teaching children, but also by providing resources and activities to education professionals all around the world, arming them with the resources that they need to make their classrooms an engaging, positive, and exciting place to learn. Sure, it's a different journey, but isn't that life? When we are presented with a new journey, shouldn't we grab it with both hands and run like crazy? I am blessed to have been on so many training opportunities and to have gained so much experience through all my years working that I just knew I had to share this with teachers who maybe haven't been able to attend those sessions or gain that experience yet. And that is where Teaching Autism came into the picture. And from that small Teachers Pay Teacher store came my website with a blog and then a podcast. And right now, I'm creating an online course to transform your autism and special education classroom and teacher journey. I am putting in all my years of experience and training. I'm sharing all my tips and advice to make your classroom a safe, engaging, and positive space. I am giving you resources and templates to help with everything you'll need, from setting up your classroom to managing your team of staff to dealing with behaviors. And this is the most excited I have been for years. So if you are an autism or special education teacher or any education professional who is looking to make their classroom more autism and special ed friendly, be sure to check out my online course, which I'll link in the show notes, and sign up to the waitlist. Are you a teacher author? Or do you dream of being a teacher author? Reach out to me. Send me an email at contact@teachingautism.co.uk or send me a message on my social media accounts under Teaching Autism. I love hearing from you and I will be so happy to share my tips and my experience for anyone who wants to become a teacher author. Or you may be a teacher author now, but you want to expand your learning. Head on over to my website where you'll find information for teacher authors right there. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of my Autism and Special Education podcast. I am so blessed to have so many of you tuning in every week to listen to my podcast episodes. And I can't believe the thousands of listens that we've had already. I appreciate every single one of you for following along my journey and taking on board the advice, tips, and strategies that me and my guests share. Thank you for listening to another episode, and I'll speak to you again soon.